الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. The surah Dahar, Dahar means time. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahimullah on one occasion gave a lecture regarding the end verse of the surah. A few points that he mentioned in that lecture of his, we will try to make mudhakara about. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make it beneficial for us all. The end of the surah starts like this: Inna hadhihi tadhkira. It's a unique surah. You heard it's long. Even if I was told him to read fast, it's a long surah. And many a time when you come Fajr time and the Imam decided to read Surah Dahar. So Dahar means time. And time is supposed to take long. You can't get short time. So as soon as a person enters and he says, I know that surah. That's that long surah. Let me read my 2 rakat sunnah. So it means like I can pass time. The surah is to say that time passes without you passing it. The surah starts from before we came, and it ends with our end. That is our time. It starts, Hal ata ala al-insan, that did not the time come upon me and you, lam yakun shay'an mazkura, that we were not even mentioned in the world. All of us. That's the mabda, the beginning. The end of the surah speaks about the ending, how it will end. إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. It will end like this for some, and may Allah make us of that some. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ, that when you will see there, رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمٌ وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا, you will only see enjoyment, and you will see a huge kingdom. إِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ, when you will see there, رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمٌ وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا, you will only see enjoyment and you will see a huge kingdom. And when man will be amazed at how much my Allah has given me, وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا, when their Rabb will give them to drink from a most pure drink. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he knew that so many things which were allowed for everyone else was not going to be allowed for the people of this ummah. And he would say it in this manner that don't feel bad about it. He said, Allah has made liquor haram, for Allah has kept your liquor by him. He would say, haram on the men of this ummah, the usage of gold and silver. And he would say there, وَحُلُّوا أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ, we will now adorn them with bangles of silver. وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا, and the drink that they stayed away from in this world. It was never that you're going to see in your world entertainment, enjoyment, and you wouldn't be desirous of it. We live in a world which is called attraction. That is called fitna. That is called the test. And it's not easy to always say no, no, no. That is why the young boy, he has it the worst. He gets fed up with his father after that. He says, how much you want to robot me, boss me, see my phone, see my computer? Let me live. Give me my life. It's not easy. To be a child is not easy. To be an adult is not easy. The father is so worried, if my child one day slips, gone. The child is so fed up with the father, what you worried about me? No one knows how to relate with the other. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala relates with all. Whenever it was told, you can't do this, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained it in such a manner, I know you want to do it. But for me, don't do it. For me, don't do it. And I will give you back that that the day when you will see what you're receiving, you will become so shocked that when man will ask on what is this, the answer will be, "Inna hadha kana lakum jaza," that this is our pay to you. This is our pay to you. A king never ever pays a slave. Allah is that king. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا And your efforts in this world, we normally know the word sa'i, because when you go for Umrah Hajj, then after the tawaf, they say, where's the sa'i? Then when you start walking to the sa'i, you understand why it's called sa'i. Sa'i means effort. Just to get to the place is an effort. And then when you start the first one, you just finish one, that's when you hear a lot of people asking, how many of this? You say it's supposed to be 7, but actually 8. Because when you finish on the 7th, you're going to ask me now where? I'll tell you back again. The walk back to the hotel is another whole sa'i. Whole sa'i. It's called sa'i because it makes you finished. Sa'i is that. Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا That your efforts in this world for your Allah was appreciated. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا The whole world's fight about this. I do so much. And no one noticed. No one appreciated. Surah Dahr says, life is a short. You were not mentioned. And you only have to reach till this place where Allah Ta'ala will say, I appreciated everything. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا In between these two, when we were not mentioned, until the same, this is life. In this life, we can either do what we want to do, but we're not going to get there. إِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ When you will see there, what you will see, what a kingdom. As for the man who understood this, so he gave his bayan a very nice name. First he looked at the verse, إِنَّ هَذِهِ تَذْكِرَ مُرَانَ أَشْرَفَ لِتَعْنُوِ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ He said, Allah Tawarukullah says, the surah, O my servant, for you is just a reminder. I have taken you from the beginning of your life, and I have taken you till the end. It's just a reminder. فَمَنْ شَاءَ Now it is up to you. The one who wishes, اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا He can decide to start making his journey to his Allah. Look how Allah speaks. The one who wishes, he can start walking the path now. So he gave the bayan a name, and that name is what we want to mention. He said, Ar-Rahil ila al-Khalil. Ar-Rahil ila al-Khalil. Rahil means the journey. Khalil means the friend. Ar-Rahil ila al-Khalil, a journey to a friend. A journey to a friend. The surah is that. Who is the friend? He is our Allah. Who is making the journey, me and you. Where we have to get to al-Khalil. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was very, very delicate in nature. When you are very delicate in nature, if you become close to someone, you become very close. Very close. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was his bosom friend. Those that sacrificed for him became. Then a time came where he said, Today, atabarra'u min kulli khalil. Today I now say I have to become independent of all those very close friends that I had. Min kulli khalil. He says, after this, ukhuwatul Islam, that the brotherhood of Islam will remain between me and you. I'm your brother. You're my brother. You're my companion. He says, because Allah has taken me as his khalil. He says, if I had to now take a khalil, I would have taken Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. But my Allah has now said, no, khulla, that bosom friend, that relationship is for one. Ar-Rahil ila al-Khalil. Me and you, we also have to take Allah as our Khalil. We also have to take. Because He's the only one who was, will be and will always be. Was, is, will always. No other friend will ever stay from the beginning till the end. There's only one Khalil. So he called it Ar-Rahil ilal Khalil. What he explained in his bayan is that everyone has to understand we're on a journey. Once we realize we're on a journey, a lot of the issues of life will just get sorted out. But if we forget the journey, if we forget the journey and where to, Ar-Rahil ilal Khalil. Many people don't want to die. But this word, the journey to a friend, the journey to a friend will take away that. That how do I reach my friend? I have to get to old age. Otherwise I can't come to my friend. I have to see white hair. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was the first who saw. He said, oh Allah, what is this? Allah tabarak ta'ala said, waqar. This is that nobility which I give to my servant. He said, Allah, zidni waqar. Allah, give me more of this then. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw someone with a lot of white hair. He told the person, dye your hair now. Now dye it, but avoid black. But when it was little white hair, why you wanted it left? Don't pluck it. He said, la tantifu shayb. Fa'innahu nurul mu'min. Don't pull out that white hair. This is the light of a believer. How is this a light? Because normally, when white hair comes, it takes away all your light. Now you don't want to see in the mirror. How is it a light? So you see on the path, to walk on a path, you need three things. You need a guide. You call him a rehbar. Then you need mercy. The guide must be merciful. Because sometimes the guide has walked the path so many times, he forgets you never walked the path. You sometimes go on these, I don't know what you'll call it, like hikes. So that man who's in charge of the group, he's made the hike 100 times. And he wants to get finished fast. He forgets the people behind him never walked in their life. So as he starts, you see he's already gone front. He's gone. You have to call him back. Say, take it easy. Say, rush, rush, rush. You have to be there before Maghrib. He makes it hard. He's not a good guide. A good guide is he who understands the people behind me are so weak that I have to act with them as though the journey is very easy. That's a good guide. It's called Rahmah. Every guide who Allah sent and had did something was like this. Every Nabi was like this. The Nabi came down from his position and he treated the people as though he's theirs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smile. Scholars write, he only smiled to make it easy for everybody else. Otherwise, what he had seen, as he mentioned, if you had seen what I saw, you would not be laughing, you would only be crying. You would not be laughing, you would only be crying. But he would smile. He would hear them talking. Why? Because he had to make the journey for them, and through them he made the journey for all of us easy. Otherwise the journey to Allah is a very long journey. It's a very dangerous journey. It's a very scary journey. On the journey you need, number one, a guide. Then you need the guide to be merciful. And the third thing, you need light on the path. Because if it's dark, so Allah tabarak ta'ala arranged for light. One of those lights is when the white hair comes. When the first white hair will come, why it's called light on the path? It makes you realize that so many years have gone. How far am I on my path to my friend? At that time you might realize I never even start walking. But when I left, meaning when my soul left Almighty Allah, it left to return. So as soon as I entered the world, it was a journey back to my friend. Then amazing, I entered a world and I forgot the journey. And I forgot He is my friend. So what happened when people heard of death? They say, I don't want to die. Say, but everyone's on the journey. And the end of the journey is a friend. The end of the journey is a friend. You will hear a person saying, if I die, who will look after my family? When a man understands he's going to a friend, his words will change. His words will be, when I die, who will continue the mission to make sure my friend is happy? Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam had no children. At old age, he makes dua. He said, oh Allah, I got no one to inherit this mission from me. وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي. I have seen the other family members. They're not going to carry this mission. His dua for a child was, who's going to carry your mission? خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي. يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبِ. Can I get someone who will be the inheritor of the mission? When the journey is to a friend, you're so worried that even when I reach the friend, there must be someone I left behind who continues pleasing the friend. So then death is not the scary part. The worry is, who will continue? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's biggest worry was, on the plains of Badr, he said, oh Allah, if this group today gets defeated, you will not be worshipped on the earth. You will not be worshipped. That dua was a unique dua, meaning if I get killed, for myself, it's one man dying. If they get killed, it's companions dying. Oh Allah, if this group gets killed today, who will worship you then? Meaning your mission, to make you happy is my purpose. So his whole dua was, let this be successful so you can be happy. Now he's passing away. Sahaba radiallahu anhu says, for 3 days we never saw Allah's Nabi. He was ill, he was in the house, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was reading the salah. Then he gets strength, then he comes, and he moves the veil. Sahaba radiallahu anhu noticed, they picked up, after 3 days, their eyes fall on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They describe the face. They see him looking so happy, so healthy. He says, we also out of excitement, there was never a day we were so happy. And we already thought he's coming now to take back his position. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gets ready to move back. And scholars say maybe at that time again he felt weak. Whatever it was, but he smiled first. He smiled. Why he smiled? Because there will be someone to continue the mission that makes my friend happy. So now when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes, he says, Ar-Rafiq al-A'la, that I am ready to go to my friend. Ar-Rafiq al-A'la. Ar-Rahil ila al-Khalil. On this road, if you know you're going to your friend, it makes the difficulties of the road easy because we understand the friend is aware of the difficulty. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. It is at this time that in life, when the time comes to sacrifice, Allah Ta'ala says, such people will be there. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. When you love this world and there's no journey to a friend, then you live for the world. When you are on a journey to the friend, and you know the friend is always keeping tabs. On every part of the journey, you want the friend to become happy. And I'm moving to the friend. Man's love is for the benefit, the world, the food of the world, the clothes of the world. Allah Ta'ala says, "Ala hubbihi." Despite their intense love for food, for wealth, you will find them when they see an orphan, when they see a poor person, when they see a captive, despite them wanting the food, they are ready to feed it to the other person. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامُ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. Despite the fact that they want that food. Me and you, when we give charity, we normally give charity when we don't want it. Now we're looking in the kitchen. Now we're looking in the cupboard. I don't need this anymore. Let me give it to someone. That's also good. Why keep it? Umar radiallahu anhu said, we heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah gives you a new cloth. You take out the old one and you give it to someone to wear. As long as he wears that cloth, it will be a source of istighfar for you. As long as he wears the cloth. So easy. But the real al-rahil ila al-khalil, the journey to the friend, is on the road. Sometimes I like this food. And then I see someone, it's an orphan. An orphan had never ever been given a meal because he got no father to take him. So I say, you're hungry. He just looks at me and says, eat. Someone will say, that was your food. I say, I'm making my friend happy. Al-Rahil ila al-Khalil. When the journey is to a friend, and the friend is keeping tabs, إِنَّمَا نُطِعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ, then he will say, I only fed you لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ, for the pleasure of my Allah. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً. The small child says, what can I do for you? He says, from you I don't want anything, because I did it for my friend. I just did it to make my friend happy. I don't even need you to thank me, because my friend, وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا, by my friend, every effort of mine is appreciated. إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا. They would say, we fear that we should not find a day in front of our Rabb. It is a day that will make faces frown when they will see Allah upset with them. We want on that day that Allah is happy with us. الرحيل إلى الخليل, a journey to a friend. So in that bayan, the few points that he mentioned, one is understand the journey. No journey is ever easy. No journey is ever, because it's a journey. On the journey there will be roads, which Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ قَصْدُ السَّبِيلِ وَمِنْهَا جَائِرِ. عَلَى اللَّهِ قَصْدُ السَّبِيلِ, meaning is إِلَى اللَّهِ. قَصْدُ السَّبِيلِ, the straight road leads to Allah. The straight road leads to Allah. وَمِنْهَا جَائِرِ, but there are many other roads that don't lead to Allah. There are many other roads. If you realize we're on a road to Al-Khalil, to our friend, you can never ever in this journey ever find yourself at ease. وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, the problem with those who never found Allah is they became at ease with this world. They relaxed. You ask, how's life? They say, everything is going well. Everything is going well. You say, you don't look a little like worried. Say, why worry? Life is going good. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was da'im al-fikri. He was always in a state of worry. وَكَانَ ضِحْكُهُ تَبَسُّمًا. They say, his laugh was a mere smile. Who do you see smiling? Someone passed away in the house. But now the small children are playing. Now the wife, she looks at the children. She got worried. Who's going to look after everything? Who's going to look after them? But the small child and comes and says, Mommy, don't be sad. Allah will look after daddy. She gives a small smile. That smile is to say, I'm smiling for you. But my mind is somewhere else. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's smile was like that. Because it's a journey. He wanted to be on the journey. He wanted us to be on the path. So first he spoke about there's a journey. We can never forget we're on a journey. The journey is to a friend, so we can't be scared about it. Now we have to see, do we know we're on a journey? The first sign of knowing or not knowing is how calm, relaxed we are, or how concerned we are. Because if a man is on a journey, as long as the journey doesn't end, we all understand how life is on a journey. I'm at this airport now, phoning friends. I'm here, I reach now. I'm going to spend 3 days here now. But after 3 days, I know I'm catching my next flight, checking up again. When is it? What time? Moving. Wherever I am, quickly getting my work done. I got another flight. When do I relax? They say, when I'll touch down, when I'll come home, only then my stress is gone. Ar-Rahil ila al-Khalil. Our stress goes. Fatima radiallahu anha sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the last stages. And then she says, I cry over the pain of my father. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, after tomorrow, your father will never ever have pain. After tomorrow, your father will never have pain. This world is a world. It's a journey. On this journey, if we have to make sabr, it's part of the journey. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Help someone on this path. Why? I'm on a journey. And to please my Allah is the purpose of this journey. And every stage. Sometimes on the journey, the hill comes. And sometimes, the hill goes down. Sometimes it's a push, 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 push. But I'll carry on going up. Because at the end of the road is my friend. And sometimes I'll find myself coming down very fast. Sometimes life will be going good. Sometimes life will be tough. But I will never give up because I'm a journey to my friend. Al-Rahil ila al-Khalil. Al-Rahil ila al-Khalil. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make this journey easy for me and you. Three things in this journey, light. I mentioned one light is the hair. But the real light is what Allah tabarak ta'ala says, Hada. بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. This Quran is that light. بَصِيرَ بَصَائِر, that which shows you the way. Says this Quran. Because remember, on a journey, even if I'm coming just from Azadville, Aikenhof, Durban, to this place, and I don't know where it is, if I have to ask you how to get here, and you just tell me, you know, you just drive for a few kilos, you'll see there's one turn, and you take a turn, you take a turn, I'll also lose interest. Because no one can give you directions like that for a long journey. For a long journey, the man will say that, you know what, first you get onto the toll. I'll tell you how to get onto the toll. Once you're on the toll, phone me again. Why? Because the journey is long. If I'm going to tell you every point in one bayan, you won't even remember one point. Quran is that only light. That at every stage of this journey, Quran will be there to say, now where? Now where? When people move with their phones today, that chatterbox on that phone never stops talking. It tells you where there's potholes, and in South Africa there's more than enough to talk about. Pothole here, pothole there. It's either a cop or it's a pothole. Say, watch out, watch out. Take this turn, that turn. But you can't keep quiet. Why? Because a journey needs guidance on every stage. In mine and your journey, if you think the Imam's 15-minute Jummah Bayan, which most of the time I'll listen to it half sleeping, if that will be my light on the journey, وَمِنْهَا جَائِرٌ, then there are so many roads going away from Allah. At every point I need someone to say, yeah, yeah. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, this Quran is that. بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَهُدًا, this is your guide. وَرَحْمَةً, and this is merciful, that it knows how to speak to you. When you will read Quran, you will see it speaks to the very great Shaykh on his level. And it speaks to the very weak individual on his level. Quran is that. The man who accepted Islam said, I opened Quran, I read one verse. I said, this is what I'm looking for. Even if you ask him, read it, he can't even read it. His tajweed doesn't make sense. But when he read it, Quran spoke to him. Quran spoke to him. And when the very great Shaykh was reading Quran, he said, what a point. Quran spoke to him. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, this has a lot of mercy for me and you. It will take us on a very long journey, but it will be at every point. It will take us on a very hard journey, but it will make the journey easy. One time they were discussing, who's a Shaykh Kamil? Who's a true Shaykh? So one nice definition was given of a Shaykh Kamil. They said, you know, sometimes you go on these roads through the mountains, a hike. So during the day they take you. And at certain points you come to and you actually say that, you know, this is a dangerous turn. So when you're coming back at night, now it's dark. And that man remembers that one corner he took. So he tells the guide that when we're reaching that point, just warn us beforehand, because it was such a steep turn. And the guide says, we already passed it. We already passed it. Means he made you do it in such a manner that what was so hard, you never realized you did it also. He says, this Quran will do that. This Quran. The more you will read it, the more miracles you will do in your life. You will look at somebody else and you'll ask him, how come you can't do this? Quran will make you forgive where another man can never forgive. You will read Quran, but you will have to read it with a little understanding. Little understanding. Little pondering. Read little, look at the meaning. There are more than enough good tafsirs. Read that little. Continue my tilawat more, but read that little for, I need to ponder. That this is my light. I come to it and I see this verse. That despite them loving food, they're ready to give. I say, hey, yesterday, I remember that one person was looking for some help and I wasn't interested. The next day I said, let me give him something. Now I'll start giving. 3 years later, I will look at somebody else who can't give one rand. And I wonder, how come you're so stingy, you? And I just give him 20 rands, 50 rands, 100 rands. And what was the difference between the two? One had a guide, and that guide took him up slowly. Quran, you will read it, and your entire inside will get made. It is the light, it is the guide, and it takes you on this path in a most merciful manner. This Quran must come in my life, it must come in your life. Ar-Rahil ila al-Khalil. We are all on a journey to a friend. May Allah tabarakatala let the journey be easy, enjoyable. Let it be in the company of other friends also. And let it be in the company of this Quran, which will make the journey the easiest of easy. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabi al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillah.